All right, we go from heavy topics like drugs, Narcan, how to keep kids off of drugs, how to get Narcan into the hands of law enforcement in schools and all that funding for it. Also, school boards, heavy topics like that. Race relations on school boards, all of that. So heavy topics like that to this, which is a seamless transition, especially on my show. Christmas yard inflatables. Okay, here's where we talk at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So, I need to know your thoughts on them. I am a softie for them. Let me let you in on something. There's a little kid on my street. His name's Grady. I think he just had a birthday not long ago, like around Halloween time, I think. I think he's 8, if I'm not mistaken. Grady loves inflatables, and he's the youngest of 3 kids. Okay? And he couldn't be a cooler little kid. So Grady wanted to get inflatable after inflatable after inflatable. You know how many he has in his yard? 19 of them. 19 inflatables. There's like a snow globe thing. There are elves or something. There's an Alvin and the Chipmunks. There's everything. I call it Gradyland when I drive by every night on my way home. Because I drive past his house. It's not his. He's 8. It's not his house. But you know what I mean. So every time that I drive by it, honestly, I smile and I say, this is awesome how happy it makes this 8-year-old kid feel. It feels like, probably to him, that he has his own personal, like, display of lights. Like they used to have at Heartwood Acres, where you drive through Gradyland. But you know what I get a lot from people that are either on social media or just people you talk to? And I heard it earlier today on this station. Those inflatables are the dumbest things ever. They muddy up a yard. And during the day when they're down, it looks like a Civil War battlefield where people just die right where they got shot and fall over. Bunch of dead soldiers. Okay, I can understand that. Now, we only have one inflatable in our yard and then one on the porch, which is the Grinch like stealing the presents because we have presents there. It's a big, long, convoluted thing. This is one of those things that people have a really hardcore opinion on. And I'm trying to wrap my head around on the people who don't like it. If it brings a smile to other people, and I think it does a lot, what's it to you with the inflatables? Do they honestly bother you? Now, the only way I think that they could be a negative is if there's a Griswold effect. I.e., someone has such bright stuff, and I mean really, really bright things, and you live adjacent to them or across the street from them, and it's something to where it could shine into your house. Like the crazy couple on Christmas Vacation. But other than that, when I drive by them and I see them, and especially when I drive past Gradyland every day, every night, because it's dark by the time I go home now, you know, come on. Sun's not going to shine until May now in Pittsburgh. I do get a smile, and I'll admit, you ready for an admission? I slow down. I go slow anyway on the street because there's a lot of kids. You never know who's going to jump out or whatever. But I go slow and slow down, and I look at them. I, like, look at Alvin and the Chipmunks. I look at the snowman that's coming out of the cup of hot cocoa or whatever it is. I look at Santa and Mrs. Claus, and especially if it's a little bit windy. They're, like, bebopping around. But there are people who are 100% on Haterade when it comes to the inflatables. I don't know. I'll say this. Whoever thought of them first, like whoever was the developer, the inventor, the person that said, hey, you know what we need? What? We need those things that blow up and they're in the yard, and then the things that have a little blower that continually keep blowing up. Whoever thought of those first, a gazillionaire. Because what there is, for sure, is a keeping up with the Jones quotient. Whenever one kid or one family has them on the street, there's like, well, they got it. We got to get it. And now, they're not just a Christmas thing. There's a Thanksgiving one. There's an Easter one. There's really not much going on in the summer with them. Maybe you get a big Uncle Sam if you feel that patriotic over the 4th of July, the Independence Day holiday, and stuff like that. But the inflatables are something. Something I have noticed with the inflatables, though, is this. The price point is dependent upon not necessarily how big they are or anything like that. The price point for sure is a demarcation of how much they're able to withstand the cold and ice and snow and how good that motor is in them. If you buy a cheap one, don't expect it to last, like in a night like tonight. If it gets a little moisture in it, forget about that motor. It's going to blow out and you're going to be done. If you spend a little more on one, you got a better chance of it waking up and it still being erect. That's the way that it works. So when you go and you walk around Lowe's or you walk around Home Depot or you walk around Pool City or wherever it has those things, that's what the real difference in price is how much it can withstand. And so I started me thinking about if you live somewhere that's like a warmer climb and you're in Florida or somewhere in the islands or whatever, you could buy 100 of those if you never have to worry about the weather and put them all out like a big display. That would be something. But you're just a Grinch if you don't like those things. I've realized that too. Because I do hear a lot of negative. Those inflatables are stupid. Not in my. You don't have to put it in your yard. Nobody's asking you to do that. But if you hate on other people's, that's not the spirit of Christmas. Have a smile, have a laugh. And if you don't want it, they're just trying to bring joy. Like, Grady, he's trying to bring joy to the world. That's his thing. And he's brought it to me. I love it. I can't wait to turn on the street, go about halfway down, and see 19 inflatables in his yard and go, this is pretty awesome. You know why? Because that 8-year-old kid thinks it's awesome, and he's going to remember that for the rest of his life. So inflatables, I'm big on them. 866-391-1020. You know what I'm not big on? Taxes. But apparently Barb Warwick is from city council. We'll hear from her in just a little bit and talk about that. Oh, here we go. People want to talk inflatables. Talking about livening it up. I hate to always be so serious. You don't need a show like that. So there's that. We'll get into it a little bit. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We'll talk about tax hikes and things of the such. Push that back a little bit. Coming up at 4:05, Wayne Wade. He's the football coach at Clairton. He was scheduled to appear Friday. Something came up. He's scheduled to appear today. Hope something doesn't come up. Because I want to talk to him about what winning another state championship does for that town. It's almost cliched, but I do want to discuss with him how big it is in a town like that. Really, I think it's a good topic of discussion. I'm big on inflatables. I don't have many in my yard. I'll put it this way. Let me rephrase. Some people hate on them just to hate on them. I don't want a bunch in my yard. I'm not going to go buy them. They're expensive too. But whenever I drive by a yard with a bunch of those Christmas inflatables, or even just a couple, you know what I do? I smile. Because it feels like somebody's trying to spread joy. And that's a great way to do it. Joyce is in Penn Hills. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Colin. I like them too. We go out Christmas Eve after church and drive around some neighborhoods just so that we could watch the lights. That just was kind of something we did as a family. But we have a neighborhood, or a neighbor, Don, a couple blocks down the street from us, has a small lot, probably only, I don't know, 30, 40 feet wide, and probably 20 deep. I swear to God, he has about 40 or 50 Incredibles in his yard. Some of them are huge. Some of the Incredibles are on these other Incredibles. They're like sitting on top of the houses. They have strings going up the side of the house, so the Incredibles are crawling up the house.
His yard, does his yard look like a miniature golf course, pretty much?
You can't walk in between them. You can't walk in between them. And if you look at it online, like, you can see it from, like, above, because it, like, sits low. You can actually see it from the streets above. So it kind of makes you want to go down there and look and see what all the lights are. And it is really cool. And I drove down there, and then I turned around, and I drove back. And I took my son to the doctor's the other day, and he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Here, come on down. We're going to look at something." And we went down to the inflatables. It was just...
You know why? We get a bunch of curmudgeon-y older people, or just people, adults in general. First of all, those things are for the kids. They make kids smile, and anything that makes kids smile around the holidays that are free for those kids, I'm on board with, Joyce.
Well, if you can go on, I don't know, go Google Maps or something, go to Rosedale and go to White Oak Drive, and I'm telling you, it's the whole thing lights up. It's just completely incredible, and if it doesn't make you smile, then you don't have a heart.
Yeah, you're a Grinch. She's giving out his address. The guy's going to be charging admission now, like the old Farmore drive-through Heartwood Acres. Good stuff by Joyce. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Now, I will say this. I have seen some that have to be 30 feet tall, and I always wonder, how are they anchored down if there is a decent-sized wind? And are you running the risk that thing gets torn all to hell? Pete's in North Baldwin. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Colin. How are you doing today?
I've never been better. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins, my man.
There you go.
But about the inflatables, I'm with you. Although, I'm not a nymphy on it, and not in my front yard, and I never used to like them. But a couple years ago, I went by a house in the Baldwin area, and they must have had about 15 of them along in front of their porch. And there was a windstorm going on. Those things were bouncing like 6 feet high, 4 feet high from the porch. They were all over the place. It made me laugh so hard, it changed my mind completely on them.
I'm with you. They look like the ones they put out in front of the tire shop, the one that, like, arms and legs go crazy. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly. Yeah, it was like that, except, you know, in total chaotic form. it was hysterical.
I like
okay,
the
have a good day.
You too. I like the Minion ones. They make me smile too. I don't know how Minions don't make you smile. Margo, are Minions the guys that go Beto, 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 or whatever? Are those the Minions? I think
so.
Yeah, the yellow guys.
Yeah, I'm not 12, but but pretty sure.
What's your take on inflatables, Margo?
I think they're cute.
I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're not for me. They're for little kids. And anytime a little kid can smile. You know what I do see on my street sometime? Because there are people with Christmas lights and inflatables. I see cars going up and down that I know are just driving around looking at Christmas lights. That makes me smile. It does.
People should have joy.
They should have joy. Joy to the world and all that stuff, especially around the holidays. It's just fantastic stuff. You know what doesn't bring joy, Margo? Taxes. That's what we're going to talk about in a little bit. I have the solution. I just do. I think that there is a way in which we can fix a lot of this, and we'll dive into that in just a little bit. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Let me tell you, where to go over the holidays. Really anytime, but the holidays are great. Maybe you got some family in town who moved out of town. Maybe your kids are home from college or whatever. Bocce House, get there. Yep, Bocce House, RIDC Park, Alpha Drive. It's in Fox Chapel. It's fantastic. Go there and watch the games. Go there and spread some holiday cheer. Go there and have fun. great food, luxury cigar lounge. They got memberships, league play. Oh, go to their website right now. They're signing up a lot of people for league play as it gets into the new year, and the leagues are ultra fun. A little competitive too, but ultra fun. Bocce House of Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Great food, great drinks, even better company, and they meet all on the court at the Bocce House. I've been there. It is a fantastic place. I got to tell you, the food was, it was like real high-end, great stuff. It was, and I had an incredible time. So check out the website, bocceHouse.com, for all the details. Listen for the drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand the yellow van. Coming up top of the hour, I want to talk to a football coach, a high school football coach, who brings great joy to his community. And in a place where they look for a lot of joy. They got to find it. They got to have it. We'll get into that in a little bit. Rich Fitzgerald coming your way in the 4 o'clock hour. Man, there's so much to get into. I'm excited. I really am about all of this. I do want to get back into this Penn Hills nonsense a little later on in the show. But the story by David Ballarato is one, well, it's not just by David Ballarato, but it's one that's kind of gripping people now, is this tax rate, this tax hike proposed in the city of Pittsburgh.
Her plan would take the millage rate to 10.48, which would be an increase of 30%, telling Marty Griffin.
We are looking at a $30 million shortfall. We need to put at least $10 million into our fleet. Our utility bills, just like everyone else's utility bills, are through the roof.
Council Finance Chair Erica Strasburger called Warwick's proposal bold and would generate a lot of revenue, but adds,
I understand that now is a time when average Pittsburghers are really getting squeezed by all sides.
She says she sees a final plan involving some form of tax increase, more spending cuts, and she would also support a one-time freeze in payments to the Stop the Violence Fund, provided that doesn't materially impact the work that's being done. David Ballarato, News Radio, KDKA.
Well, first of all, very first thing, Stop the Violence Fund needs to be investigated with a fine-tooth comb, and they need to go over every single expenditure and get receipts for them. And start with One Hood Media and find out exactly what they're doing with the money they get. That is your very first thing you need to do. The second is this. Now, Barbara Warwick's out of her mind here. She is. But at least she's got a plan. It's a terrible plan, but at least she has a plan. I don't have a whole lot of time for city council members who, and I'm so glad I don't live in a city, but I don't have a whole lot of time for city council members who want to crow now, but they allocated a lot of this money to a lot of these ridiculous endeavors and rubber stamped it through in the last few years. They didn't stop it then. They're voting on different things and handing out money here, handing out money there, handing out money everywhere. And now they're saying, well, wait a minute. We can't increase taxes. Well, you should have found a way to try to figure this out on the front end instead of whining on the back end. Here's a perfect case in point. So a lot of people think this is going to be rectified as soon as Corey O'Connor takes office. That's not the case. All right? Let me illustrate exactly how there's a long road to hoe and how people need to change their mindset. So this story comes out, and David Ballarato does a masterful job putting it all together. He gets Erica Strasburger. He gets Marty got Barb Warwick. We have quotes from these people, and people are trying to come up with a plan. About 10 minutes after that, Corey O'Connor, or at least his people, tweet out about how, you know, different things he's going to take office and whatever. The O'Connor administration is due to hire. Are you ready? And they're welcoming this person in a tweet. And I'm not saying this person's a bad worker or will do a bad job. I'm just going to ask you exactly how important this job is when you're trying to pinch every penny. They are about to hire, for the next administration, a senior special assistant to the chief of staff. Senior special assistant to the chief of staff. It doesn't matter if that person makes 10 bucks or 10 million bucks. That's an expenditure I don't think you need to have. You just don't. Stop these silly, extraneous jobs or ones that are fat that can be trimmed, and stop these ridiculous programs. These stupid programs like Stop the Violence and focus on the basics. You know how I think you could stop the violence? Hire more cops. That's probably a better use of the expenditure. That's the way that it can work. But nobody wants to listen to me, and I don't live in the city. But let's talk about this at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I think Barb Warwick's plan is incredibly bad. 30% tax hike. People can't afford it. People who have a house right now, if you think about it and you put it in layman's terms, or you put it in sort of lay numbers terms, I guess, the tax hike would generate more than $41 million. We've outlined all that. But a resident whose home is assessed at $100,000, and there are none of those. If they are, they're dilapidated. A resident whose home is assessed at $100,000 would pay an additional $20 a month, $20.17. That's $250 a year. Now, double that to $500 a year, pretty much, if it's a $200,000 house, if it's the assessed value. So that being said, here is how you offset that. And this is the plan that I want to hear from everybody, O'Connor included, people on city council included, everybody. It isn't about pinching and getting the homeowner. No. It's about getting business into the Golden Triangle. Because what happens with that is in one fell swoop, you get one business, one big business. And what happens is they pay the taxes for umpteen residents. They bring in money, their taxable quotient, and you can make a ton off of them. I still have not had a solid or heard a solid plan from so many of these elected officials, even the incoming administration, about how we're going to get business to say, we want to come to the Golden Triangle Corridor. We want to be there. I've heard it from Josh Shapiro. And I've heard that there is, you see it all the time, this money allocated, these plans allocated. What are they doing? The only time you ever hear about the Golden Triangle is when businesses are moving out to other parts of the city or out of the city in totality. They keep putting it on the backs of the residents, and the residents are kind of tired of it. Where are the businesses coming in? Jack's in Mount Lebanon. My man. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Colin. How's the family?
Great. Did you have a good weekend?
I believe so. But I Hey, we got a cheer for the Margo's Eagles tonight.
My son was explaining something this morning. He's a big Lions fan, but why do we have to cheer for the Eagles?
It's Margo's team.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's a Pennsylvania team, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough to root for a Philly team.
It's easier to root for them than Cleveland.
Really great call by you. You're right about that. I hope Cleveland falls into the lake. But anyway, what else are you up to?
Nothing. I was just you were talking about Golden Triangle and all that.
Yes.
Well, we can help thank what's her name? Anna Marotto. I don't want business in my county.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand people. What's she, activist, and a businessman was running for county executive, and he got crushed.
He did. He did. I wonder if Jack thinks her name is Anna Marano. He could. I'm not going to correct him. Great text here. Colin. Tax hike would kill me. I can't afford another penny. I'm already struggling. I'm 72 years old. I'm already making very little money trying to get by and feed and medicate myself, as well as keep my house and pay my bills. I already had to pay a tax hike for the county. Now we have the city. She wants an outrageous tax hike. What is this? What am I going to get out of all this? Nothing. No more police, as you say, which is what we need. And then we'll come to the schools. I mean, they're going to put me out of my house is what they're going to do. Those are the kind of texts I get. And it's sad. It really is. And it's also the reality. You know, we are firmly entrenched in my house now. The holiday puzzle. Puzzle one of question mark. I don't know how many we do, but downstairs, the downstairs in the basement. Over the holidays, because people have various different hours. You know, you might be off this day, that. It's like that no man's land time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then Christmas, you get a couple days off, whatever. I'm off for like 2 weeks, which I'm excited about. Can't wait. Not that I'm counting it down, but the 19th will be my last show until the 2nd. Thank you. We take various sort of shifts working on those puzzles. I think we've already knocked out two 500-piece ones or 1,000-piece ones, and they just go through. That's one of our holiday traditions. My son, though, could do a puzzle by himself quick. So you can't let him down there too fast or too much, or you don't get any play on it. You know what else it's become too? Not that people care, but you can relate. Holiday cookie time. Holiday cookies have now just appeared in the house, which can be a very dangerous proposition this time of year. There was some sort of craft fair at the high school yesterday, or the day before, one of them, over the weekend. And my wife was there because somebody needed to be dropped off for some sport or activity, because that's all you do when you have 14-year-old twins. So somebody needed to be dropped off or picked up. So my wife was like, I'm going to mosey in here. She came home with a big cookie tin of all kinds of assorted cookies. Now, I don't know your ranking on any of this, between the Pizzelles and this, snickerdoodles, that, whatever. I can tell you this. My tastes have evolved over the years. I still love Pizzelles. I think they're great. But you know what I cannot resist if I see them? If I see one, I just got to have it. And then it turns into 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? The Buckeye. The Buckeye is one of those, I just can't start down that road, because before I know it, I'll just say to myself, and I'd be tricking myself, well, you know, just one more is okay. I've already had 16 of them. It's, you know, 20 is really when the calories kick. So let me just have 16. I don't know. It's been the last few years, maybe last, I don't know, 8, 9 years, 10 years maybe, to where the Buckeye has become something that I got to have. When I open up that cookie tin, you remember those old cookie tins and your grandma would put a slice of bread in it too because she swore it kept it fresh? And it might, I don't know. But you'd open up that cookie tin. It was actually tin, and there'd be all those assorted cookies. Back in the day when I was a little kid, I didn't necessarily go for the Buckeye. It was on the list, but it wasn't number one. It was just, it was there as sort of a bystander. And I'll grab it if I need to, and I'll turn to it. But it wasn't the lottery pick. Pick 1-1 in the Major League Baseball draft. But my cookie draft, the Buckeye has become the top dog. Which is kind of ironic considering the Buckeyes lost to Indiana over the weekend. But I don't know. And here's the other thing. You can't really mess up a Buckeye that much. Because once you get into the peanut butter, it's kind of like chewing peanut butter. And if you like peanut butter, there ain't nothing wrong with chewing peanut butter. But I'll tell you this. You feel the pounds pack on when you start to eat the Buckeye. You can just feel yourself getting fatter when you eat a Buckeye. It's not like a light and airy cookie at all. It is just sticking to your gut, and you feel it expand. Huh! Man, I like Buckeyes, though. All right, top of the hour. One man is doing a lot for his community, and it's a team endeavor. I'm going to explain coming up in just a little bit right here at KDK.